I can't be perfect every day, gentlemen. All right, so here we go with the entertainment news. It's an interesting collaboration on what we've got here. Demi Moore, how long have you think it's been since the divorce proceedings for Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher?
Well, it's got to be a couple of years
at least. Yeah, it's been 2 years. Well, they finally settled everything, and maybe we may need to take up a collection for Demi because she's not getting any spousal support.
Ooh, and Ashton Kutcher is making much more money than she is
these
days. Yeah,
she wanted spousal support on the grounds that Ashton was unfaithful, although it was probably a revenge thing for more than anything else, since Demi is reportedly worth $150 million on her own. She did not get it. California is a no-fault state. Sources say that Ashton was, quote, more generous than he had to be when it came to splitting up the marital assets. You know who John Cena is, right? WWE?
Right. Professional wrestler, champion.
We did a story. I talked about the hockey player pulling out his own tooth.
Right.
Showed that. Wrestlers, they're tough guys, too.
Oh, yeah, they get hurt a lot.
Well, this isn't so much he got hurt, is that he wasn't feeling good when he went out to do a match.
Oh, this is... I know the story you're going to talk about. Yeah,
go ahead.
He
was getting ready to go out and do a match in Saskatchewan.
This wasn't recent, though. He was telling the story
a
in a
back.
Book, I think.
Did he what? Did he, like, get sick during it? Or?
Yeah, better than that.
He, he went out and got hit pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
And he basically said, quote, I pooped myself. I had to throw my skivvies away. I had food poisoning, but I still went out and wrestled. He says, I was definitely embarrassed.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, you know, no.
Because, you know, the costumes they wear, you can't hide anything. Everything
right,
is...
If you had that kind of accident, it'd become apparent soon enough.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. It's like, and if you were the guy he was fighting, it's like, no, we're good. I'm going to forfeit. I'm good. I don't... What movies are coming out this weekend, you ask?
Well, The Last Vegas is the one that we've seen promoted a lot.
Yep. Ender's Game is also out. It's with Harrison Ford, Ben Kingsley. They're the leaders of the International Space Fleet, and 16-year-old Aja Butterfield is Ender, the brilliant teenager they're pinning all their hopes on.
This is based on a book, and...
It doesn't look good.
The author of the book had some very homophobic comments come out, and they think that's going to affect the box office for this movie.
I think the reason that it's going to be affected at the box office is it doesn't look good. The movie, it just doesn't look good.
You know, I saw a trailer for this one when I saw, it's a trailer before you see Captain Phillips. You see this this movie. Mm-hmm. What's the really old movie with the really old computers where the computer's playing tic-tac-toe to not have a nuclear warhead?
That would be
go
War
off.
Games.
Would you care to play a game?
This looks like that done over again.
What was the one where the kid was playing the video game and got recruited to go fight a war?
Yeah, I don't remember the name of that.
Yeah,
this has been
Enemy Mine. Enemy Mine.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Last Vegas, of course, is the one that Tom was just mentioning. Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline play four best friends who throw a bachelor party in Vegas. For Douglas, the group's sworn bachelor. That's going to be out.
It's basically The Hangover with old guys, but apparently some of the jokes are pretty good. Apparently this has its moments.
Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson are animated turkeys who travel back in time to stop the pilgrims from putting turkeys on the menu at the first Thanksgiving. That is in Free Birds. Apparently that is not any of the music that is going to be in it. Katy Perry has made some interesting comments. Katy Perry is claiming that Mick Jagger hit on her about 10 years ago when she was 18.
Oh, come on. Mick Jagger hit on everyone.
Jagger,
age didn't matter.
Jagger is denying it. He says it didn't happen. He says that she confused him with somebody else.
She was recording backup vocals for him at the time, but a rep for Rolling Stone says Mick is denying this.
Yeah.
And amusingly, like you said, suggests that maybe she confused him with somebody else. I called Rolling Stone and arranged for us to briefly have a bit of a conversation with Mr. Jagger. And here is the interview as it went.
Mick Jagger, how did you feel when you heard about Katy Perry's accusations?
I was so pleased to be informed of this.
Is the story true that you hit on her when she was 18?
Yes, it is.
What did you say to her when you first got together?
Pleased to meet you.
And what did Katy Perry say to you? And then what happened?
She whispered in my ear so sweet.
What went through your mind?
I'm so up for her.
And what did you say to Katy?
Let's spend the night together now.
What were you hoping for?
Sex, 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 sex.
And what did Katy Perry say to you? Rejected, huh? So now that the story's out, what would you like Katy Perry to do?
Button your lip, baby.
One last question. Now what do you think of Katy Perry?
She's so cold.
You guys are too young to remember. Back in the late 60s and early 70s, there were a lot of songs on the radio that were just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would take premises and take clips of songs and put them
about?
Together.
No, I don't there understand.
There was a song called Moonflight. There was a song called... On Campus. There were a bunch of songs like that.
No, I don't understand what you're saying. That was an actual interview that we did. I don't understand why you would cast aspersions of that type. that was real. Last but not least, Randy Travis may never fully recover from last summer's stroke. Remember we talked about him? Brain issue, heart issue, stroke issue. A source is saying that he is paralyzed completely on his right side, cannot walk, can barely speak. His chances of a full recovery do not look good. And then they add, he may never perform again. You can't talk, you can't walk. I think he's got a lot more on his mind, a lot more important things right now than worrying about performing.
If you had the choice to go quickly or to be alive but in this kind of condition, what would you choose?
Quick.
Uh-huh.
I want when they come to my funeral, I want them to look in the casket and go, wow, he enjoyed life. I want to go through the pearly gates backwards, upside down, and on fire.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Peter just look at me and go, bring in the, you know, the fire extinguisher.
Who said killed at the age of 98 by an irate husband?
I don't remember. Yeah. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There's your entertainment news. Stumper, the Wayback Machine, and maybe some birthdays when we return.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Ran Out of Halloween Candy.
Mr. Ran Out of Halloween Candy.
Yes, your pumpkin-splattered porch is a clear reflection of your careful Halloween planning and preparation.
Angry little goblins.
After your dismal Halloween candy distribution performance, you may actually have to move to another neighborhood.
Thanks a lot for nothing.
Your burning decorations and toilet paper-filled trees are a true testimony to your knowledge of supply and demand.
Children of the candy corn.
So go ahead, disappoint another Dracula, frustrate another Frankenstein, let down another Little Mermaid. Because after all, just because you went to bed without any candy, doesn't mean you won't wake up with some smeared all over your windshield.
Mr. Ran Out of Halloween Candy.
The Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.